I'm afraid I'm utterly pessimistic about this. And on the sort of Brexit side, on the people that want in Britain that want out of the EU, one of the arguments that you always hear is, yeah, well, we don't want to pull up the drawbridge. I'm actually coming around to the idea that we do want to pull up the drawbridge now, because this is utterly insane what is going on. And bear in mind, this isn't just happening in Cologne. This isn't an isolated incident. This isn't happening in Hamburg, in Zurich, in Salzburg, in Paris. This is a continent-wide phenomenon of Tahrir now you're seeing.
Would you now begin to agree with Tommy Robinson, who on my show just a week ago said all Muslim immigration must be stopped for 5 years?
I think there is a serious case to be made, and Donald Trump in the United States has been making this point as well, that actually there may need to be some sort of break while we investigate this, because as you see, the career politicians have said for years, oh, there's no problem, they're just like us, they can come here and there'll be no problems. There are massive problems.
Yeah, I accept that. If we stopped Muslim immigration for 5 years, what would we do about the million people on the march at the moment? What would we do about the Calais problem? How are we going to solve that? These people are already moving.
Yeah, well, look, people have come into this continent illegally, and we know that a lot have. The Europeans estimate that there was about 1.2 to 1.3 million people that moved into Europe from the Middle East and North Africa over the last year. I actually know for a fact that that is an understatement. I have sources inside the European Commission who have said they don't add people who are overstayers, for instance, people who were granted a temporary residence in Europe, and they don't count people, because they don't know these people, who come in and don't go through the bureaucratic mechanisms, checking in at the local refugee processing centre, etc., etc. So you're not really looking at 1.2, 1.3 million people. You're more like looking at 1.6, 1.7 million people. And the German development minister said yesterday, we're looking at another 10 million over the course of the next few years. I think it's between the next four and 10 years. Well, okay, the people who are already here now, you can't really do anything about it unless they have either come illegally or they have no claim to residency. Because what we don't want to do is show that we're willing to retroactively change our law, because we believe in the rule of law. We know that we've signed up to, the Geneva Convention, the European Court of Human Rights, so on and so forth. And sadly, and I know I might take some flak for this, sadly, we can't go back and retroactively change the fact that we entered into those things.
No.
What we can do is get out of them right now and stop any more of the mass migrant invasion into Europe.